Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Coming up this Saturday on the Scioto River, the second annual Dragon Boat Race and Festival. It's kind of a kickoff of sorts for the annual Asian Festival next weekend. And joining me in the studio today to talk about the Dragon Boat Race and the Asian Festival is Helen Chan. She's a second-generation Korean-American and Westerville resident for over 20 years. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Also, Donna Watterson. She's a Columbus native. She's a rower with the Greater Columbus Rowing Association on Griggs Reservoir, which explains why she has helped with the Dragon Boat Festival for the last 2 years. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you.
So, you know, when I kind of did the old Google of the Dragon Boat Race, mm-hmm. I was not shocked, but surprised to see how many cities around the country. This is something that's been going on for years in lots of cities.
Yeah.
So what is it and why?
Yeah. Well, dragon boat racing is an ancient sport that began in China thousands of years ago. And it has more recently been found in the United States and various cities around Ohio and all around the country. There are now more than over 100 cities all around the United States that have competitive dragon boat teams and clubs that involve folks from all walks of life in their community, from youth to senior citizens, the disabled. And in many communities, it's also been used for cancer survivors in their recovery program. And so it's an exciting sport. The modern-day dragon boat racing started in the mid-1970s in Hong Kong, and it has blossomed in the U.S. since the year 2000. As I said, there are competitive events and regattas throughout the summer.
What distinguishes it from, you know, any kind of boat race, like, you know, any kind of crew type event?
Well, it's very different from the rowing that I've been involved in for the last 20 years. In my boat racing, my back is toward the finish line.
Okay.
And so I don't see where I'm going, and I have to rely on others to get me where I need to go. Dragon boat racing, however, the competitors face forward in the boat. They're very large boats. They hold 22 paddlers, they're called. In my sport, we're rowers or crew members. And in the dragon boat, there are 22 paddlers that face the front of the boat where another person sits with a drum and beats the cadence to get them down the river.
And you have to have that drummer. I mean, there's specific requirements to be in it. You can't just get in any old boat and do it.
No.
It's a specific kind of boat.
And a specific rhythm. And there are several different race lengths. The most common at a festival is a 500-meter race, and that's what we'll be using on the Scioto this Saturday.
Is it just one race?
Well, this
one heat, I should say.
Well,
just one?
This Saturday, excuse me, we're going to have four races. We have four local corporations that have come together and brought together teams that will be competing throughout the day. We're going to be starting down there about 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And if you'd like to come down and watch us get these huge boats off the trailers into the water, the Pittsburgh Steel City Dragon Boat Club is coming and will help us with the event. And they're bringing the boats, and they're enormous. They're 60-some feet long, and they've got elaborately.
So they're loaning the boats?
They are.
Okay.
They will be using those boats, for the training of our four local teams. And then we'll be using those same boats in the afternoon for the competitive races.
And they're also, is that what people are going to be training, if people want to come and learn how to?
Yes, yes. In the
paddle a dragon boat?
Yes.
They're going to be able to do that?
They certainly will.
Okay.
We're going to have some competitive races in the early afternoon. The Steel City Dragon Boat Club is going to do some exhibitions with a club from Marietta that will be coming up for the day. And then after all of that, we're going to open it up to the participants, spectators who come down to watch the event.
And there's other stuff. There's a Tai Chi workshop, dragon and lion dance welcome ceremony. There's all kinds of exhibition race workshops besides that. Tell us more about that, Helen.
Yes, this
is the second year that we're doing this race and mini festival, I guess. It's an offshoot from the Asian Festival. This year will be the 17th year of the Asian Festival. And I think some people who've been fortunate enough to come down on Memorial Weekend, it's the Saturday and Sunday, 28th and 29th, have found it has grown tremendously. And one of the reasons why it's lived so long, the 17th year, is because, for one, it's got an army of wonderful, dedicated volunteers who are very talented and do a spectacular job. But also, it continues to evolve. And part of the evolution has been to create this event the week before. It's now, because this is the Asian Heritage Month, they've expanded to a week-long series of events. It is actually kicked off yesterday, I believe, by an Asian art exhibit in Kosai, on the first floor of Kosai, with some professional some works by some really well-known Asian artists. And then it also, the next event will be the Dragon Boat Races on Saturday. And the difference with the Dragon Boat Races and the Asian Festival is that we are targeting everybody local who's been involved, the Tai Chi, the Lion Dance, the Dragon Dance, the Taiko. They're all local groups. And it's hands-on. You can come and participate in Tai Chi.
At the Saturday event.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes. Okay. And you can come, and once they do the demonstration of the Taiko, you can taiko. The kids can taiko. The adults can taiko. There are also going to be food this year. The food's different than what's offered at the Asian Festival. I think everybody knows the wonderful food vendors at the Asian Festival. Here we're targeting food carts, ethnic food carts. So there'll be a Chinese one and some Philippine food carts. So there'll also be at both events this year. You know, we're tying it into the Japanese earthquake. There was a there's going to be an origami activity by third grade in Westerville, Emerson Magnet School, and they're going to be helping people make cranes. And cranes are a symbol of, you know, hope and prosperity and peace, and I think rebuilding. And they'll be sent. People can donate their cranes, write a message on it, translated to Japanese on the other wing of the crane, and they'll be sent to Japan to offer them our support. So, and there will be another actual donation fundraiser at the Asian Festival as well for earthquake relief. The differences, I think, are drastic enough that you would want to come to both events. Yeah. They're not duplicated.
But if you can't make it to Memorial Weekend,
this is a nice option for bringing people back downtown.
Right.
Yes. And it's all free.
It is.
Parking, everything's free for both.
Yes. There is one thing, the Asian culinary classes, that's new as well. They're going to be at Franklin Park. There's Japanese and Philippine.
This week or next week?
This is May 22nd on Sunday the Japanese home cooking, and Tuesday, May 24th, is the Philippine cooking. And those are charges for that. That's part of the Franklin Park community garden campus. And all of this information can be found on the Asian -festival.org website. There's kind of a slideshow that goes across the top, and each one has a learn more. If you click on the learn more, you can learn more about the Asian Festival, more about the Dragon Boat Races, and more about the culinary classes.
And those who are really interested can see videos of a Dragon Boat Festival and Dragon Boat events, and some from our event last year. So I think it's something that really should bring families back downtown.
Are Dragon Boat Races held at the same time, about the same time every year all over the country, or do they all have, there's no time significance to having it in the spring? You're just linking it to the Asian Festival, which is Asian Heritage Month related. But Dragon Boat Races can occur anytime?
Yes. And I think it comes like the regattas for a crew, that you just have to be careful about when others are, because a lot of these teams do travel, traveling in the real, when it becomes a huge competition, you know. So.
And is that something that you want? You want more and more boats out there? And where would people get the boats?
Well, we're starting this year with four of our competitive teams, and we're hoping that next year this event can expand up to, we're hoping, as many as 20 competitive local teams. We don't have a Dragon Boat Club yet in Columbus, Ohio, but that may happen someday. And until then, like the Pittsburgh Dragon Boat Club has been very, very kind in letting us use their boats. Marietta also has a boat that they have brought up for events here. And so when you travel to some of these other regattas, you may not have your own boat, but others will allow you to use their boats at the events. But They're just beautiful, beautiful boats, and you ought to come down and watch.
Now, the companies that are involved in this, they're paying to be on it, and is it the sort of thing where they have a lot of their employees on the boat, or what?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what it is? It's a way to just get
out there?
Well,
it's a great team-building sport.
Okay.
It really is, and in many cities, they will use this kind of an event to build interest in dragon boating and to use it as a team-building event for their corporation. And this year we have got Roxanne Labs, Channel 6 News has a team, State Farm Insurance has a team, and a young professional group called Yelp. And so they have all paid a small entry fee to be able to participate, and they will be trained by our friends from Pittsburgh and the Steel City Group, and then they will be competing in the afternoon. And we will be awarding a 2011 Columbus Dragon Boat Festival champion.
And you're probably like the luckiest festival so
far,
because
the
weather is supposed to be almost perfect.
And we basically consider this a kickoff to all the festivals in the area. And I will have to say, last year when I went, I don't often go to downtown Columbus unless it's to the Palace or the Ohio Theater. I live in Westerville. It's gorgeous. That scenery down there. You see the skyline. You're on the river.
Now there's a new bridge.
Oh,
yes.
It's going to be fabulous. It celebrates Columbus, I think. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking about the 17th Annual Asian Festival. That's next weekend, May 28th and 29th. Free admission and free parking at the Franklin Park Conservatory Park. Right? Franklin Park Conservatory, right?
Excuse me. The parking is kind of tight for both events.
There's
free admission. Yes.
And this weekend is the Dragon Boat Race and Mini Festival at Scioto River, the Genoa Park at the Scioto River. That's right behind Cosi on Broad Street. That is free.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of things, foods and games and exhibits and so forth. So thank you for joining us today, Helen Chan, and also Donna Watterson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. That's all the time we have. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.